Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to give you a look at some of the new enhanced code searching and navigation features that are built into Visual Studio.net. To do that, I want to open a fairly large source repository, so I'm going to open the ASP.NET MVC source code, and here we can start to do some navigation. So, a couple of things to show you. First, if I highlight a word in my code editor and hit Control comma, notice that the search results box pops up. I've automatically populated the search term that was highlighted in the code editor, and here I have a result for all of those search results. If I haven't highlighted anything and I hit Control comma, I just get the basic search box. And here I can start to enter text that I want to look for. So if I'm looking for controller, I type CONT, and notice that I'm getting a starts with set of search results. And this is common, we've seen this before. But it's actually, the search results are much more intelligent than a starts with search. If I start to scroll down a little bit, what we'll see is, notice the underscore here is ignored. If we continue, notice here, action link controller. So CONT is the text we're searching for, but it doesn't have to come at the beginning. It can come anywhere in the entry that constitutes a match. And here, if I continue to type, notice as I type each character, the result set is narrowed. Now, that in and of itself is interesting, but the next thing I want to show you is that there are two additional searching mechanisms that are built into this search dialog, and one is what we call fuzzy searching. So for example, if I don't know the exact name of the property or the method that I'm looking for, I can use fuzzy searching to provide me with a list, and contained in that list is likely to be the exact property or method that I'm looking for. So for example, if I want to do something in caching and I know it's something cache action, right? I can type cache and action, and notice there's no method that has cache action contiguously in its name, but I have these: action method dispatcher cache, action method dispatcher cache test. So there's a very accurate fuzzy matching, fuzzy logic based matching algorithm that's deployed here, so that I can search based on what I know and then choose from the narrowed list of results. Now there's one other way that I can very quickly navigate this search list. So for example, if I go back, there's an implementation of Pascal case-based searching, where, so for example, I could type, if I'm looking again for that, notice, I'm looking for action method selector, and I typed in capital AMS, and here are my choices for action method selector. Now, these are case sensitive, right? Because Pascal casing depends on the first letter of each word in the name being uppercase. Now, if I type in AMS in lowercase, you notice that I don't get those same sets of results. And in fact, what I'm getting here are matches against the argument names. So to do Pascal casing, I'm using the uppercase, and I'm getting matches for the Pascal casing for each of the uppercase letters that I enter. So the combination of these three things makes for really quite a powerful mechanism for searching your code. Now, one of the interesting things that we can also do here is if we go back and let's go back and look at that controller and go into controller.cs. What I can do here is I can go down, for example, and say, let's look at Action Invoker. I can right-click, and I can say, View the Call Hierarchy. And what this will do is provide me with a list. And this is something that you want to experiment with to really get the value. But notice here what I've got are calls to Action Invoker and calls from Action Invoker. So simply by finding the thing that I'm interested in, right-clicking on it, and viewing the call stack, I can see all of the places that throughout this project that call the thing that I've highlighted, in this case Action Invoker, and all of the things that Action Invoker calls. That could be extremely useful. And as I navigate through these, you can see I get details over in this call sites and location section. So navigating code has gotten much more efficient, both from a searching perspective as well as a navigational perspective. And this, of course, is going to increase your productivity working with all .NET applications, but particularly when you start having really large applications, especially if you didn't write all of that application from scratch. This is really going to improve your productivity in navigating, understanding, and updating your web applications. ¶¶